This is a Farm Doc Daily podcast. I'm University of Illinois Extension's Todd Gleason in studio, Farm Management Specialist Gary Schnitke, to talk about his latest farm economics facts and opinion piece that you can find in its written form on the Farm Doc Daily website. It's titled Relationship Between Anhydrous Ammonia and Natural Gas Prices. There has been, apparently, at some point in time, a relationship between the price of natural gas and the price of anhydrous ammonia. First, why are the two related?
The two are related because natural gas is a major input into the production of anhydrous ammonia. So it is the major variable cost item in the production of anhydrous ammonia. So as natural gas prices go up, the cost of producing anhydrous ammonia goes up.
And you've gone back a few years, not a long way, but a few years, to find a relationship between those two prices.
Yep. We went back to 2001, looked at how the ratio of anhydrous ammonia divided by natural gas prices, anhydrous ammonia per ton, and natural gas in per 1,000 cubic feet. From 2001 through 2006, anhydrous ammonia prices were 49 times higher than natural gas prices, so the ratio is 49. So anhydrous ammonia divided by natural gas price equaled 49.
And that was a pretty steady ratio. You can see on the included chart in the article that was
pretty
49.
Pretty stable. It went up and down a little bit, but, you know, pretty close to 49. Since that point in time, that ratio has been much more variable and, in general, much higher.
Does it follow or lead any other things? For instance, the price of corn?
If you would look at that, the anhydrous ammonia price, and relate it to the corn prices, it would be highly related to what happens in the corn market. And in general, it follows the corn market. So if you're looking at the hitching now, anhydrous ammonia to natural gas prices, well, it averaged 49 from 2001 to 2006. It was over 100 in recent months.
So at one point in recent history, in 2001 to 2006, there was a price ratio relationship between natural gas and anhydrous ammonia. And then as the world economy began to change, that unhooked.
Yep. And so then basically in 2006, we had commodity price increases. We've seen production of corn, wheat, and other users of natural gas, or excuse me, ammonia and nitrogen fertilizers increase. So we've seen that anhydrous ammonia price and other nitrogen prices increase.
Does it mean anything other than the relationship has changed from very, very stable to something different?
Yeah, it means that well, previous to 2006, anhydrous ammonia was probably more cost-driven. Now it's other factors are impacting that price.
And producers have long been saying, if the price of my corn is going to be higher, the price of anhydrous is going to go up in relationship to that.
That's largely true as well. And part of what's going on there is that as their price of corn goes up, production of corn and wheat also go up, so there's more demand for nitrogen fertilizers, and from fertilizer companies may also be taking profits. So
from the producer's perspective, simply something to note, and the reason that anhydrous ammonia cost goes up
is now I would be more looking at what's happening in corn prices than what's happening in the natural gas market.
And you can use that maybe to think about hedging the price of your anhydrous ammonia?
Those two are related now.
Gary Schnitke is a farm management specialist in the College of Agricultural, Consumer, and Environmental Sciences, part of the FarmDoc team. You can read his article on the price relationship between anhydrous ammonia and natural gas at farmdocdaily.illinois.edu. I'm University of Illinois Extension's Todd Gleason.